We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest grew to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He announced his retirement at the end of the 2020 season, making the move to the broadcast booth, and now he's gearing up for another big season with the Clash at the Coliseum this Sunday, followed by the Blue-Green Vacations duels and the legendary Daytona 500. But first, he has to recover from last night's big Chiefs win. Please welcome NASCAR legend and friend of the show, Clint Bowyer.
Mr. Bowyer, how are you today?
Well, I woke up with a terrible cigar taste in my mouth.
Which is good.
My eyes are bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm just completely beat up. I mean, what a game!
Yeah, yeah, that was, man, I was at the point watching it like, oh, come on, man, this cannot be happening the way it looks like. Because I just thought, this Burrow's prick, this little bastard, that snarky little son of a bitch. I was so happy to see him. I wanted to see him cry. I'll be honest. That's a true thing. I wanted to see him weep openly.
Hey, that's just it. And it's a product of being on top of the mountain. Yeah. I mean, man, everybody wants to knock you off of it. Mahomes and the boys have been doing it for years now.
Yeah.
for Kansas City, right?
Sure.
And look at the difference it's made with the following, with the community and everything else. You know, I don't live in Kansas City anymore. We live in North Carolina. But when I take my son Cash, go to a Chiefs game, you roll into town, you see red from the airport. You know, from the time you land to the time you get back on the bird, you see red. And that can only be done by sports and the job that they're doing. Everybody at Chiefs and Veach, man, just but my buddy Brett, he keeps delivering these players out of nowhere, just one after another after another. By the time you think, man, we lost that guy, we're never going to be the same,
right.
Boom, he fills it with one or two more. But just unbelievable. It was so fun to watch that. So fun to watch these other teams come in a-chirping and running that mouth and then just leaving with their tail between your legs. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Right, right. And everybody knows, like, it's like the setup in a movie. If you run your mouth, you are the guy getting knocked out. Like, it's just, it's the way it is. You come in quietly. You never talk about how big your D is. You just let them see it, you know? It's just that simple.
And never poke the bear.
That's right. And the thing with Mahomes, we were talking to Jake about this today, Clint. Because he's been here long enough now, you know, you die young, you're the hero. You live long enough, you become the villain. Like, he's just a couple years away from taking that kind of Tom Brady guff.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, that's exactly where he's headed. You know,
yeah,
I mean, you
yeah.
look at the stats, they keep puffing him up on the TV. And, well, yeah, Tom Brady did all that. The only difference is he just played longer.
That's right.
If he can stay on this path and keep the help around him that he needs to get the job done. But, I mean, you got to give him credit.
Of course.
This is a kid.
Yeah. No. And
we're talking a kid that is just absolute dominant. You watch him time and time again. I was at the game last week, when he got – hang on a second. I might get run over by a semi, it sounds like. I'm letting my wife drive, and there's a big Mack truck sitting next to us honking at us.
I heard
never
that.
A good feeling. Not a good
that.
Feeling, Cowboys. But, you know, Mahomes, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, you're sitting here with your kid. You're trying to show him, you know, the right way to be. And my man is down, bad ankle sprain.
Yeah, that's right.
Flipping off the
that's
field.
Right.
You're like, oh, my gosh, you know. And come hell or high water, he was going to finish that game.
No,
he
man.
Wasn't going to get pulled out, and he did. And
that's...
then he showed up this week hurt and still was the guy that made the play on a run that opened the door for everything.
That's it. And that's how legends are made. When you show up hurt and you still know and want more than anything and you do it, you make it happen. I mean, that's literally how movies are written. That's how stories become. That's how legends are made. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
And, you know,
yeah,
listen,
we got one.
When you were racing, like, what's the worst you ever had to race? Like, did you ever have to race injured or when you knew you were super sick or just it just was a terrible day?
Well, I mean, a night after hanging out with Johnny Dare is not a very good day to try to race. But
right.
No, man, you know, I was fortunate to be, you know, pretty healthy throughout it.
Yeah.
I think I broke my, and I never really went to the hospital because you couldn't back then. You know, it's a different time now. But I broke my tailbone. I'm almost positive.
That's right.
Talladega. And I was on my Harley with my dad. Made it down the street to a gas station, got off. I was like, bud, I don't care if they just leave it here. There's no chance I'm riding that Harley another foot. And it was that way. It bothered me for a year.
Yeah. And you, and back then, you're right. You couldn't go because it was full disclosure with everything, right? Like, then everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you explain to somebody that you've broke your sitting in a seat in a race car? But. You know, the way the belts and stuff are designed in our cars, that's the way it pushes you down. But honestly, it's a lot like, you know, concussion protocol is a big, big thing in our sport as well. And, you know, you don't break your arms and legs in our cars, the seats contained and things like that. Your extremities are very contained. And, you know, the head injuries are the number one concern really for us.
Well, and I'll tell you, that brings us to Clash of the Coliseum. That's a great. It's not a super fast race, but it's really entertaining. Like that, to me, you know, I wouldn't want to see every race in that fashion, but I sure do like to see this one. Like, to me, that it's the most fun, interesting thing I've seen NASCAR do in a while.
Well, I think that's exactly what it was designed to do, you know, and the vision was there to take this thing to a, you know, it's always been questioned, where can we go next? Where can we take this sport? And we take it to the LA Coliseum again, you know, just to, very legendary historic place to be able to pull that off, have a different format, kind of a heat race like you would see it down the road over there at Lakeside Speedway or back in the day at I-70, run a heat race and then line up the feature and go. No points are on the boards. You don't have to, I don't hear anybody whining about, you know, I had to protect my point pad. Bull crap. Get out there and knock him out of the way and go get the cash. Yeah. And that's the only thing you're there for. So good environment, good atmosphere, and it's opened the door to take our sport to yet another venue. You know, we're going to the Chicago Street course this year. And had the Clash not have worked last year, we wouldn't have been doing these things either.
That Chicago one, and I know we're getting, it's out there, still waiting on it, but dude, that is without a doubt going to be the most fun. I was looking at the route, and I've walked those streets exactly where that's going to be, so you have a great picture in your head, and it's hard to imagine that that's going to happen like that.
Well, and it wouldn't have, again, without taking that first step, you know, and trying something new and knocking it out of the park the way they did last year, it doesn't open that door. So just hats off to them for being able to be edgy, thinking outside the box and taking our sport to new eyeballs and opening up, hopefully, another new fan base in a neat area.
Well, listen, none of the racers in stock car racing in NASCAR started there. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's raced different stuff from dirt to go-karts to motorcycles, you name it. Racing is just about going fast and any change in it. I think any real racer loves something new, something fun, something with wheels and something that goes fast.
Oh, if it doesn't burn gasoline, I'm really not interested.
Yeah, but speaking of
it's
that.
It's always been that way. Everybody likes loud pipes and fast cars. Doesn't matter what it is.
The first time I was with Randy Kent and that National Mortgage Dragster at KCIR, they were teaching me to go pro and super comp, and the first burnout you ever do will stay in your brain for the rest of your goddamn life. Like, it is that great of a feeling, and it is just nothing else like it. What's the old saying? There's no replacement for displacement.
That's exactly. Hey, man, I'm proud of you. That is a good line. Very, very proud of you for knowing that line.
Listen, I want to hear it this weekend at Clash the Coliseum.
Hey, I've always said, too, they don't call it motorsports for nothing. You better have some ponies under the hood.
Right.
LA Coliseum, February 5th, boys. Guess what? It's lined up. Stack them up. Might as well stay at it. February 5th, the Clash. The next weekend is the Super Bowl. You'll see my ugly mug in the stands. Acting like a fool. I got a hat and a shirt and a jacket that I only wear at Super Bowls, and you know, seems like that thing gets out quite often these days, huh?
I cannot tell you how good it is to hear your voice, my friend.
Man, good to proud of you boys. Always good to hear you guys, and keep it up. And then right after the Super Bowl, talk about legendary Daytona 500. Don't forget about that one.
Man, look, keep us in mind whenever you're making the rounds, dude. We're always up for a good talk. All right, brother?
Hi, boys. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Stay right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.